Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Sean Mann has joined us on Carrick Football, and of course, he used to play with Werribee, and there was some bloke down here dagging around, Dowling style, who they're loving each other.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Shawnee, please, can you put that right away? Dallo has had enough exposure today. He doesn't need any more.
No, absolutely not. I've got a lot of love for Dallo, so it's great to see him again. I didn't expect to see him in here, so it's really nice. But he was great work on K-Rock a lot, watching the local footy, so it's nice to see him.
Oh, his massive head has gone ballistic out here. Shawnee, oh my goodness. Now, let's get down to business. What was the coach's little discussion there in the rooms? Because that doesn't... Oh, I haven't seen that for a while, actually, from Chris Scott. So what was the message?
Yeah, no, I can't say. It's a secret. I think it was just, proud of what we've done for the year. I think we've beaten every team that's in front of us, barring Hawthorn. So we lost them by a point, which we, you know, obviously had opportunities to win. So I think he just spoke about on any given day, it's going to take a good team to beat us, and we should take that great confidence into the next month and a half. Got a week off this week and go to work. I think, you know, we can watch some footy tomorrow and hope a result goes our way. But Hawthorn go team, so they probably won't. But happy with our season, and then our new season starts now, obviously.
Sean, we ask the hard hitting questions here at Carrick Footy. It's Kingy, by the way.
Kingy, I've got your voice.
Yeah, Cass and Neil, are you here as well?
Beautiful.
Right. Werribee and Geelong play each other in a VFL grand final. Who are you barracking for?
I'm a Geelong man now, Kingy, so that's all the boys get into me all the time. But obviously got a lot of love for the Werribee boys, and had a few of them here tonight, which is really nice. Had the skipper Jesse Clarkey, so it's really good. But I think I'm a winner either way, so that'd be a great result if they. I think they finished 1-2, so it'd be a fitting grand final. So fingers crossed for that.
2 weeks between now and when you next play. When you exactly play, we don't know. But What does that fortnight look like? You. All going to plan, you were going to finish top six. Has that been mapped out for you? You've got an idea of how that all plays out. Do you get some time to get away and not only get a physical refresh, but a mental one as well?
Yeah, I think the few boys off to Bali for a couple of days. No, I'm kidding. we've got 2 days off now. So we have tomorrow. Oh, and Monday we're in at self-directed regen. So I think we'll get down to the beach and stuff like that. sorry, boys. But we've got a really big session on Thursday planned, so that'll be our main one for the week. But in Tuesday, Wednesday, and then main one Thursday, and I think obviously by then we'll know a bit more. But it probably looks like we'll play Saturday week. So obviously wait and see what happens. But we'll attack this week pretty hard. I think it was, as you would have seen tonight, we've got a bit to work on still. Third quarter we've been terrible at all year, and that was probably still not great. And then the last quarter obviously leaked a few. They probably, their pressure was great, to be fair. Let's give all credit to them. Their pressure was good all night, and we probably allowed that a lot with our handball game, stuff like that. So it's going to be a big, good week on the track, and then we'll steady ourselves for first week of finals.
What's going on with Mitch Edwards kicking goals on the run?
Mate, how good is that? I get pretty pumped when the big fella kicks. He's only kicked three now, so we joked about it last week. When he kicks a goal, he goes, when it rains, it pours. And this week I had him in for four, so he let me down by three. But he had another great game, obviously against Toby Nincurve, a great ruckman. And if we can get the big fella going forward, it's a dangerous look for us. So we'll hopefully see a few more of them.
Sean, it's been Castagnoli. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations. I know it's a team game, but congratulations on your own home and away season. Every game and 35 goals is no mean feat in this competition. You must be pretty proud of the way you've gone about it.
G'day, Benny. Nah, thank you for those kind words. I'm pumped. I'm pumped that I played every game. Haven't done that yet. So that's it. Yeah, a little milestone ticked. And I don't know. It was different tonight playing as a bit of a midfielder instead of a forward. So I think I got in trouble a couple of times for going to the forwards group instead of the mid. So I think it's good for my game to keep improving and trying to do new things. So hopefully final series can be better than the last one.
Getting the ball inside forward 50 hasn't been an issue for the Cats this year. I think you had 66 inside 50s again. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but it seems like it's over 60 each and every week. It's just that connection sometimes between, you know, getting the ball in and finding a target. Tonight it was a little bit skewed, but if you get that right, you'd be incredibly hard to beat.
Yeah, spot on. We generally couldn't put that better ourselves. We talk about it each week, and we talk about building the ball up and trying to get a good look, because when we get it in our good boys' hands, we can kind of get deeper entry and get a good shots on goal. I think our efficiency is down because we get a lot of short entries, and it kind of correlates with the way we play our third quarters throughout the season. We've had a lot of shallow entries, and that affects our efficiency. So we're going to go to work on that over the next week, and hopefully we can tidy that up in the finals. And as you said, we can be a pretty dangerous team if we fix that up.
For the Sandman Mattress Factory, speaking with Cat star Sean Manor on Carrick Footy, here's Mark Neal.
Sean, well done on the season as a total, but also tonight, mate. We just felt up here that that you set the scene. Your numbers to half time were absolutely incredible. Just with the flexibility within the team, and now, you know, we include you in that. There's someone who's predominantly forward but can go into the midfield and do that. With the number of players that can play multiple roles, can you just make a comment about that in relation to your preparation and also your confidence going into the finals?
Yeah, g'day, Nildy. It's bloody spot on. Even getting Jez back tonight, played as a backman. So I think we all pride ourselves in that, being able to play different roles. And because you get different looks. We had a Blitz didn't play tonight, and he's the poster boy, being the unicorn that he is. Obviously, Maxie Holmes is still out. And who else didn't play tonight? I think there might have been another one.
Wiltshire.
So. James Warple.
Yeah, Ollie Wiltshire, he can go up on the wing, plays forward, warps. Obviously, a bit more of an inside mid, but he's played a little bit forward as well. So we're trying to... You know, especially the last few weeks, we've tried to rotate a few blokes, get a different look in there. To, as you said, it's in finals, you might need to go to different looks. I think we spoke about that. It's our grand final last year. We probably kept beating a dead horse a little bit and kept going to the same thing, and it didn't work. So, we're trying different things. And hopefully, if we were in that position in a game where we're not going our way, we can, you know, change one or two positions and can try and flick the switch a little bit.
Sean, your ability of your forwards to convert goals is pivotal. You've kicked 35-19. Shannon Neal's kicked 47-24, and Ollie Henry's kicked, I think it's ended up with 42-24. It's so critical, and you guys are so good at it. I mean, even Shannon Neal, I don't think I've seen a better sort of set shot exponent in terms of his motion. Even that last one after the siren was... He has an ability to kick the ball dead straight, which is not easy to do.
Yeah, no, we speak about that. We have a little Friday captain's run kicking comp, and we get a big crew there. And, Scratch is always up the pointy end and going for the win. But, he's just got a nice motion, doesn't he? He doesn't have to kick it too hard. He can kick an absolute mile, as you've seen a few times. But, he kicks it dead eye. And same as Ollie, I think. And it comes probably back to the efficiency piece. So we're trying to get deeper looks to have those better shots instead of those longer shots. We especially early in the year, I wasn't too happy about it. We had a lot of long points, and or ones that don't make the distance, they get spoiled over. So that affects all that stuff, and I think some of the numbers could be a bit misleading. I think we've had a few that don't make the distance or go out in the full. So, but no, it's nice to, you know, all of us kick more goals and points, and I think that's in big games that's really important. So
absolutely, and even a small sample size, but Jay Polkinghorne looks to be pretty proficient in front of goal as well. He converts his shots.
Yeah, believe it or not, he actually wasn't kicking too straight in the VFL. So to see him come in the AFL and nail him on the big stage, so he's had a couple of big moments since Collingwood, I'm thinking back, his first game, and it's bloody great. So, yeah, we'll get the ball in their hands and he can go to work.
Absolutely.
So you said you've been listening to our local coverage, Sean. Have you adopted a local club?
Oh, I've got a few mates to play in there, so I haven't got one yet, but we're living out at Moorak, so Motawarri is probably the one. I've been out there a couple of times, and unfortunately let me down. I haven't been since, and they've won a few games, so I think they knocked the reigning premiers off today, so cost them finals.
But, they did, yes.
So probably Motta, but then I've got Tom Gribble at New... Geelong Ammo. So I think Lloyd kicked 100 today, which is pretty special. So
yep.
I could list a few boys. We've got Harry, one of our property managers.
Harry Cash. Great Cash.
Yep. Great Cash. He talks about the grubbers. So,
well, they're struggling.
Yeah, they are. Because he hasn't been playing. That's why. That's what he keeps telling me.
Is that
if he
right?
plays, they win. So get around him. But I haven't. I'll probably say Motawarri.
Nope.
We're in a lot of pies.
We're getting the wind up, so we better let you go.
Sorry,
Sean.
Boys.
No. We'd talk to you all night too, but other people want you off. So
one more quick one. Do you have any of the country scores from back home?
Yeah. So
Gindra?
You need all Gindra. So Hume League.
Yep. I'll have to Paddy.
Why aren't you asking? Because... You should be asking how Ranwell, Bundry, Waller are going.
Well, they played Gindra today. That's why I'm asking.
All
so
right.
My brother-in-law plays for Gindra, and Ranwell, Bundry played them for a spot in the final.
All right.
Kingy's frantically looking up.
We're going to get in trouble with the media team. Yeah. Sean's asking.
Sure.
They're looking at us going, what's going on?
All right, let me just have a look here. Hume Football League, very quickly, HFNL Seniors. Well, what you want Gindra to win, do you?
I think it was a tight contest when I spoke to my sister. So
all
right,
okay,
job
hang on.
You wouldn't believe it, the Wi-Fi's not working.
Gindra have won 59-53, Sean.
There you go, kick in
56,
it.
56,
so, that's a great win. Yeah. I'll take that. But. I think Ranwell Bundry still make finals, so it's a good result.
Fourth Gindra of Ranwell Bundry, fifth with a percentage of 216. That's a fair percentage to finish fifth with.
Tommy Hargraves, our old teammate, premiership teammate from Lavie Plate, is coach there, so that's great to see them make it as well.
Very good. Great to chat.
Beautiful boys, thanks so much.
We'll see you in the finals.
Yeah, hopefully talking then as well.
Good luck, Sean.
See you, Sean. Sean.
He's a bubbly fella, isn't he?
He's terrific.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.